Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Helgeland, a daughter of the Diocese of Sioux Falls and worker in student development at the University of Mary, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Today I graduate college. Okay, not really. I graduated college a year ago, but today I finally get to hear my name called and walk across the stage and get a cool plaque thing and hang out with my classmates and receive the closure that I desired to have last year but didn't get. It's interesting to be a year out of college and have this excitement for graduation, but also to have this cause again to go back and reflect on college and what happened during those 4 years, but also in the past year post-grad. It's kind of funny just even thinking about moving off campus last year, and almost everything was survival mode. And so you're just like packing up your things and getting out as quickly as you can. And so there wasn't really time to ponder or reflect on all the good gifts that I had been given. And I had been given so many. I feel humbled and so grateful for my college experience. And I thought it was so cool that today's responsorial psalm is, "How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me?" And that really struck me because that's how I feel. But I love with this statement, there's just so much, not only gratitude and joy wrapped up in it, but there's also this deep humility and this deep wonder and awe at what it is that the Lord has done and is still doing. And obviously, like in this statement, basically saying how can we repay the Lord for what he's done for us? Short answer, we can't. But what can we do when we're receiving all these good gifts from him? And I think the biggest thing for me that I had to learn, and I'm still continuing to learn, is to receive these good gifts freely. As in, like, when the Lord wants to give us a gift, he's not doing it with strings attached. There's no expectations. There's no catch. He's just giving it to us because he loves us. He's giving it to us freely. And we're called to receive those gifts freely and say, "I trust that you are giving this to me because you love me and I love you too," and receive them with great gratitude. And that's something that, like I said, I have such a difficult time with, and it's something that I'm always like, well, then what can I do? What do I have to do to earn this? And I look back at my college career and there's nothing that I could have done to earn or make happen all of the good things that he gave me. I just couldn't have. And that's not what he expects from us. He says, "You are my child and I love you. Therefore, I'm going to give you this good gift." But I was listening to a talk recently from a graduating senior of this year's class. And she was talking about how even the things that are maybe disguised as hardships and all of this stuff really are gifts. Like, I believe they really are hardships. They really are trials. But they also are gifts in disguise. And that really struck me because I can be a person who tends to, at the end of an experience, whether it was like a school year or a summer experience or whatever, it's easy to get that clouded vision at the end of it and say, "I didn't receive anything good. And this was so, so difficult for me," whatever it was. When really, the gifts that we received were maybe disguised in those hardships. Or we just don't have the ability to see the gifts that we received. And so today, And around this time for the coming weeks, I'm trying to be a little bit more intentional about reflecting back on these past 5 years since I left high school. I'm getting married this summer. All of this stuff is happening. And so I feel like this is what is being asked of me, is to look back with great intentionality on what it is that the Lord has been doing in my life, threaded throughout all of these years, and then what it is that He is asking of me moving forward. But then asking Him for the grace to look upon these last 5 years in great gratitude, to see the truth of what was happening, but be able to see Him particularly in the midst of the hardships. And I'm not sure if there's anything in your life that you need to reflect on. Maybe it's this past school year. Maybe it's this year, just 2021, like the past 4 months. Maybe it's a time in your life that occurred just a few years ago. And it's a time that you never really got to sit with and reflect on. But I want to encourage you, as I am trying to encourage myself to do this, and to go back and say, Lord, where were you? And what were you asking of me in these moments? What does this mean for me now? And then say to Him in all honesty, and with all our hearts, saying, how shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good He has done for me? Because we should be able to look back and marvel truly at what it is that He has done for us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, God our Father, Holy Spirit, thank you for all of your good gifts, even those that are more difficult to see the goodness in. Thank you for all the graces that you continue to bestow upon us. And we ask that you enlighten our minds, enlighten our hearts, that we may see you more clearly, that we may reflect on whatever it is that you desired for us to reflect on, and that we would be able to see you clearly in the midst of it. We could walk with you through the good and the bad, the struggles and the joys, and say to you, I believe that you will work this together to a good, and I believe that there is good here. Lord, help us to see the good. And we thank you and we praise you for all of the good that you have done for us. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.